Good morning. Welcome to On the Air, Cox Media Group Houston's public affairs broadcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Tyler. On the air with me this morning is Tara Storch. She's the co-founder of Taylor's Gift Foundation. Good morning, Tara.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for being here. When and why was Taylor's Gift Foundation formed?
So Taylor's Gift Foundation came really out of a tragedy for our family. It was in 2010, March of spring break, and we were on our family vacation in Beaver Creek, Colorado, and it was the very last run on our first day that Taylor and my husband Todd and my son Ryan wanted to have one last run before the slopes closed, and my other daughter Peyton and I were down at the bottom of the mountain getting hot chocolate, and Taylor just started going way too fast on her skis and lost control and went into the trees, and she hit a tree. And doing everything right, wearing a helmet, good skier, just a complete freak accident. And she was immediately care flighted to Grand Junction, Colorado, and we were faced with just the horror of learning that our firstborn Taylor, who's 13, would not recover. And we had a nurse approach us and say something to us that really no parent is ready to hear. And she said, you know, your daughter's a beautiful candidate for organ donation, and would you consider it? And I got to tell you, Jennifer, we had never, ever talked about organ donation in our family, not even once. I mean, I think I may have just like checked my driver's license, but that was about it. And, you know, we knew out of all the hard decisions we were making, that was the easiest one to say yes to, because Taylor was such a friend to all and just so other-centered and giving that we knew in our heart if she would have been asked this question, she would have said yes. And so Taylor went on to save and improve the lives of 5 people with the gift of her heart and both kidneys, her liver, her pancreas, and her cornea. And a few months after the accident, we were able to connect with her heart recipient. And that story was documented, and it hit Good Morning America, which really launched everything for us. We, you know, started Taylor's Gift Foundation really very soon. My husband started it very quickly, really with just the engine, first of all, to just increase awareness about organ donation and to share the power of organ donation, how life-saving it is, because honestly, for our family, we could have caved up in the grief, but we chose to find the good, and organ donation was the good that came out of this. So Taylor's Gift Foundation started with the engine of sharing the importance of organ donation. And through that, you know, we've, you know, over the last 10 years, we've really, you know, adjusted our focus to something really different and new, which I'd love to share with you. I just wanted to give you a little background of how the foundation started. And, you know, along the way, we also knew that organ donation is not an easy topic, right? It's just not. No. And when people think of organ donation, they think of death. But organ donation is all about life. That's what it's about. And so we knew we needed something to really help with that conversation. And so we coined the phrase outlive yourself. So outlive yourself means, you know, what are you doing right now to leave a lasting difference in the lives of others? And organ donation can be a beautiful way to do that. And so we started using outlive yourself as part of Taylor's Gift Foundation to really share the importance and also start the conversation, right? But we also knew we needed something kind of creative and tangible so people would want to be an organ donor and at least talk about it and register. And so I know you've heard of Movember, you know, the organization that the guys grow beards and mustaches in November.
Right.
Yeah. And so that's kind of their conversation piece. So that's how they start talking about a hard topic, you know, prostate cancer, men's health, certain things like that. That's their conversation piece. And so we've had a few companies along the way join us on this outlive yourself message. And, you know, for example, we had OPI nail polish created a Taylor blue color for the foundation. And that color just went all over the world, literally all over the world. And it was just so powerful. And then we have Nike, who partnered with us, and they created Outlive Yourself socks. And these socks, on the blue on the socks really reflect the color of Taylor's eyes. And there's five stripes on the socks that represent the five lives she saved. And so we've had some incredible partners join us on this mission. And, you know, and we have realized along the way that, you know, organ donor families, the only reason, and we know this for a fact, the only reason that there are people who have received the organs who get a second chance of life is because a family like ours said yes to organ donation. And so I'm so sorry. I've like talked this whole time without you asking a question.
You're doing great.
Go ahead if there's something you want to ask me, but I could, you know, I could share with you kind of where the foundation is now and what our focus is. And, but I'll stop because I have just been talking away.
Now, you're based out of the Dallas area, but you do work all over the country.
Yes, we do. Yeah, I speak all over the country, sharing the power of how to outlive yourself and what that means, and sharing my story, and really just sharing about the foundation and the work that we do to impact organ donation.
It kind of started out as one thing, but now it's starting to progress to something else.
Yes. So, you know, one thing, you know, we've noticed for many, many, many years is there's not a lot of emotional support resources dedicated to organ donor families. You know, organ donation it's a complicated kind of grief. And the only way I can describe it is that you have this sudden grief because of a loss, because organ donation usually comes out of an accident or a tragedy. It just does. So the sudden loss of it is so intense. But you also have it mixed with gratitude because your loved ones save lives. So organ donation is kind of where grief and gratefulness really kind of share the same space. And so, you know, we really discovered that there's really not a lot of emotional support dedicated to organ donor families. And so that's where Taylor's Gift Foundation, we focused our mission to help organ donor families receive the support they need. And we have a new program called Kindred Hearts Program, and it consists of support groups and also dedicated individual support for organ donor families at no cost to the family. I mean, think about if you got emotional support for your family for an entire year on how much that would cost, right? I mean, just ridiculous.
Outrageous.
Outrageous, right? And, you know, we just want to share that there's no cost to an organ donor family. We don't want any organ donor family to grieve alone. And we want to help them on that journey because we get it. We've been there. And so we understand what that's like. And so, you know, through that, you know, we've had some incredible partners. Johns Hopkins and NYU have joined us in because they see the need for emotional support for this side of organ donation for the donor family, that they have partnered with us in doing a pilot program and a research about our Kindred Hearts program. And it's pretty amazing to have that kind of validation, you know, about a program that we're offering, to have that kind of, you know, credibility with Johns Hopkins and NYU to join us in our efforts, which is just amazing. And, you know, that's what we're about. I mean, and think about this. I mean, the only way, if we would have done this, the reason we really kind of changed our focus, and this is something that we've been wanting to really focus on for many, many years, but the timing wasn't right. But now I think the world is so open to receiving emotional support, and they're looking for it. They're receiving it. They're accepting of it. They're talking about mental health. So it's like the perfect time for us to be launching this program to help these families, because we feel like, you know, it's just a more open topic in the community now, of any community, is mental health. You see it on commercials. You hear it on the radio. You know, it's kind of everywhere, and people are very mindful of the fact that your mental health is very, very important. And when it comes to grief, to have an organization that's dedicated to a specific type of grief that you're walking through, it's just going to be our honor to help these families.
And I think it would be such an easier conversation to start when you know, as a donor family, you're going to get some kind of help and directed right. to you from another donor family. Like you said, you've been right. there. You know what it's like.
Yeah, I mean, when we lost Taylor, I mean, we didn't have any emotional support resources. We received a name from my brother of a woman who is a counselor, but we got her from a friend of a friend of a friend. Like, we didn't have a connection with her. But the only reason I went to her is because she had walked in these shoes. She had lost a child. And I think it's real important to have someone walk with you who's experienced grief, who is not just certified in it or trained in it, right? They really have experienced it. They have walked. They understand that the heaviness in your chest. They understand what that feels like. So to walk with, to get support from people at an organization who truly have walked it, I think is just going to be game changing.
I think that goes for a lot of things, grief, depression, any kind of illness. It always helps to connect with somebody who knows what you're going through.
That's right. That's right. And I mean, I think you just realize you're not alone in that sense. And also looking at that person and that family and going, okay, they've survived this. You know, I mean, I remember meeting with somebody who lost a child 10 years before me and thinking, I'll never make it 10 years. How am I going to do that? But she was like a beacon of hope for me. It was like, oh my gosh, she's getting through her days. She is. I mean, so it's like I kind of latched onto her for hope and guidance because she had walked these shoes, right? So for our foundation to be able to help these donor families walk through it, and because we understand the grief and the gratitude of organ donation and what that entails, we're just so excited to be able to start this program. And it's just, I think it's the right time. It's just the right time.
Now, if a donor family or somebody who knows a donor family who needs this kind of support, how do they reach out?
So they could just go to our website, which is taylorsgift.org. taylorsgift.org, and you will find there's a link called Kindred Hearts, and that's the name of our program. And it's just right there. You just fill out a little form with your name and email address, and someone will be in touch with you in the next 24 hours. This is not something you're going to wait days and days to get a response for, because you're reaching out because you need help. And so, taylorsgift.org. And also for all your listeners who, really haven't thought about organ donation or are not registered yet, I hope that this inspires them to do so. And, to register to be an organ donor, you could just go to registerme.org, registerme.org. And it's just, you'll find no matter what state you're in, you can click on your state and register within 90 seconds. And, the biggest thing too is just know that have a conversation with your family. If it's something, in your future that you'd like to be able to save lives in this way, have a conversation with your family of how you want to outlive yourself. This is a beautiful way to outlive yourself.
Help me understand the mindset. A very tragic situation. You lose a loved one. They become an organ donor and help save a number of different lives. You're so caught up in the grief, but yet there's this ray of hope and maybe a little bit of, maybe guilt is too strong of a word, but maybe feeling bad about feeling good about the situation.
I don't think there's guilt with that. I think it is such a beautiful silver lining, because when you have loss, loss of a child, loss of a spouse, whatever that loss is, many days you just don't think you can go on. And organ donation became kind of like that web of that just hope that we were clinging on to, knowing that she saved lives. And so I don't think I've ever met like a donor family who has that kind of guilt. I do have met those on the other side, recipient families, who have that kind of guilt that someone, had passed away for them to live. But, for recipient families who are listening to this, do know that a donor family said yes for you to have a second chance. You know, it really is. I don't want, you know, recipients to feel guilty of that, because those were our wishes as a donor family, is that we said yes to give others a second chance of life. And so it's just important to know that. I mean, because of Taylor's Gift Foundation, I mean, you know, we keep our daughter's memory and spirit alive. I mean, our sweet girl is definitely, her spirit is alive and strong and always will be, because of just our efforts and the gifts she made in her life.
You're listening to On the Air, Cox Media Group Houston's public affairs broadcast. I'm talking with Tara Storch, co-founder of Taylor's Gift Foundation. We're going to take a little break. We'll be back in just a few.
Uncle Dan?
Mom?
Dad?
If you store your guns properly, so not just anyone can get to them,
I'll feel safer when I'm playing outside.
Safer when walking home.
Safer when my friends come over.
As your neighbor, I'll feel safer.
As a school teacher, I'll feel safer.
We'll all feel safer.
Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
Okay, so Sarah, I'm dropping you off at Emily's?
Yep.
And Josh, you're going to?
Soccer, Dad. Soccer practice.
Right. Oh, by the way, I just wanted to let you know, when I pick you both up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep. And my dorky dad hat, and I'm gonna do my dad dance for all your friends. They'll love it!
Seriously? Why?
Because I like my short shorts. Of course, I could be talked out of it if you guys would just buckle up your seatbelts without giving me a hard time.
It's important to get your kids to buckle up for safety, no matter what it takes. And sometimes, all it takes is your parental powers of persuasion.
Okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Good choice. I'll just have to do my dad dance at dinner time.
What?
No!
Do what you have to make sure your kids are wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
Today, my new son and I threw a barbecue.
There were burgers and chicken.
I burnt everything. The burgers, the chicken, the salad.
Ah! They were delicious.
They were awful.
And then we had watermelon.
I'm allergic to watermelon.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. Mrs. Wakeham's window. Mrs. Wakeham's windshield. And then, somehow, my hand. My hand!
And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right! It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas, where our mission is to provide combat-ready forces. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine, and provide you with many adventures. There are many part-time jobs in the Air Force Reserve here in Texas which will allow you to advance your civilian career or continue your education while serving close to home. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. As you learn new skills, you will receive competitive pay, educational assistance, and many other benefits. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212. Again, that's 800-257-1212.
This message is sponsored by the Air Force Reserve and aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Water. Every living thing needs it to survive. The Texas economy runs on water too.
Lakes and rivers help bring tourists to our state to enjoy water sports and recreation. Tourism accounts for roughly $52 billion in revenue a year and keeps more than 500,000 Texans employed. The water we conserve today can serve us tomorrow. This important message brought to you by the Texas Water Foundation and the Texas Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, parents of children with asthma, here's another hit from the Breathe Easies.
Come on and clean up the mold. Whoa. Clean up the mold. Whoa. Mold can trigger asthma in kids young and old. Come on and clean up the mold. Whoa. Clean up the mold in your house.
Whoa. This song may be fun, but childhood asthma is not. Preventing asthma attacks can be as simple as cleaning up the mold and mildew in your house. For more Breathe Easy tips to help stop asthma attacks, go to noattacks.org, brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
This is On the Air, Cox Media Group Houston's public affairs broadcast. It's Jennifer Tyler, your host, and this morning I'm talking with Tara Storch, co-founder of Taylor's Gift Foundation. Tara, how can people get involved with your foundation if they want to volunteer or help?
Yeah, so we've got opportunities for volunteer facilitators for our support groups, and it's just a trained position, and a lot of our support groups are on Zoom. I mean, the world is very used to that now, and it's great too, because it may not be just in the Houston area or the Dallas area that someone needs help, and that way we can help people from all over the nation this way. So we're looking for volunteers who have a really caring and compassionate outlook, and you know, we prefer they've had true life grief experience so they can really relate to those, and that's a trained position, and so you can reach out to us. We have a get involved link, so you can do that, and then we also have a position of a caring guide, and that is truly giving your handpicked for a family to be there for them. And you're dedicated to that family for a year. And a family is whatever the donor family deems as family, meaning that you may have a next door neighbor who's become like family to you over the years, and they're really struggling with that loss too. They can get our help with our caring guide. So we have support groups that we need, you know, facilitators who want to be trained, and these are volunteers. And then we have caring guides to give individual support to a family. And then, of course, we need financial support to be able to do our program and to expand the program so we can continue to help more and more families, because there is no cost for a donor family to use our services at all. And we only do that because of the generosity of others who help fund our program. So, you know, those are ways to get involved with us. We would love to have your listeners involved with our program.
And of course, they can learn more by going to your website, which is
taylorsgift.org.
What about a phone number?
And our phone number is 469-359-7575. So taylorsgift.org or 469-359-7575. So would love to hear from you to be involved.
Do you do any kind of fundraising events?
We do. Yes, we do. I mean, events have kind of changed over the past year or so, so we do smaller gatherings in a sense. And if we have events, they'll be on our website. They'll be listed.
Any final thoughts, Tara?
Oh, I just want to thank you for having me and just being able to share this message of, you know, outliving yourself through organ donation and just our new program, the Kindred Hearts program, to emotionally support organ donor families in need. Just thank you for allowing me to share the news of what we're doing.
Thank you so much for sharing Taylor's story with us. It's very moving.
Yeah. You know, I mean, people have asked us, you know, we've met 4 out of the 5 recipients, which is very, very rare to do. And people have asked us, and it's wonderful. And people have asked us, you know, oh, that must bring you so much comfort, you know, to me. But it's like, I don't think we'll ever have comfort or peace that we lost our daughter. But it sure has given us so much strength that we know that organ donation was the right one for our families. I mean, just looking at these people who have a second chance of life because of our sweet girl, it's just a miracle. It truly is.
Tara Storch, co-founder of Taylor's Gift Foundation. If you'd like more information about the foundation, their events, or anything else, check out taylorsgift.org. That's taylorsgift.org. You can reach them at 469-359-7575. And if you'd like to register to be an organ donor or would like more information on organ donation, check out registerme.org. Registerme.org. My name is Jennifer Tyler, your host for On the Air. Thanks for hanging out this morning. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Childhood hunger is a silent epidemic. 1 in 5 school children do not have enough to eat. School lunch programs help feed these kids. But when the school bell rings on Friday, many of these children have nothing to eat. Blessings in a Backpack provides 2 entrees, 2 breakfasts, and 2 snacks for children who would otherwise have no food and no hope. Go to blessingsinabackpack.org.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is you over 30 years ago.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
And this is your mom now.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Roles change without us noticing. That's why AARP gives you the information to provide even better care for your loved one. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Racing to get home may get you there a bit quicker, but it comes at a cost. It's going to take you longer to stop. A whole lot longer. Braking distances increase rapidly when you exceed posted limits. Failure to control speed is a leading cause of crashes in Texas. So don't hurry when you're behind the wheel. Be safe. Drive smart. This message sponsored by the Texas Department of Transportation.
Psst. It's me, your bathroom medicine cabinet. I see you naked, know how often you floss, and watch you pluck unsightly hairs. I can keep a secret, but you need to know. Your kids have been taking your prescriptions to get high. I couldn't keep it quiet, because prescription drug abuse now causes more deaths than cocaine and heroin ODs combined. So please, mind your meds. For tips on safeguarding your meds and your family, visit the Partnership for Drug-Free Kids at drugfree.org.